Oh, are you the best of protectors? So protect me. Oh, are you the best of protectors? So protect me.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome dear viewers to another episode of our program الأسماء الحسنى And as you know in this program we are covering the beautiful names, majestic names of our creator Allah Azza wa Jal. And in this episode too, we'll cover more names of our creator Jalla Jalaluhu. Two names in fact, we'll be discussing today. And these are names, just like in the previous episode, whenever they are mentioned, they should be mentioned together. In the previous episode, we covered Al-Basit and Al-Qabid, meaning the one who expands his blessings for the people and the one who withholds them. The ulama say you should mention them together whenever you do so. Similarly, the names that I will mention today should be mentioned together. What are those two names? First of all, they are Ar-Rafi' and Al-Khafid. Ar-Rafi' and Al-Khafid. Ar-Rafi' the one who elevates and Al-Khafid the one who brings someone down, the one who reduces someone, the one who makes someone lowly. So that's the meaning of Khafid. And Rafi' the one who elevates. Now when we refer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Al-Rafi' and Al-Khafid, what we mean is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevates the ranks of people. Allah jalla wa ala, He elevates and raises the ranks of people, whoever He wants. And Al-Khafid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lowers their rank. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala humiliates and disgraces people, but whenever we mention these names for Allah, we should try to use suitable words. So if I was able to get by saying Al-Khafid is the one who lowers someone, who reduces someone, then we should mention those words. We don't necessarily have to mention the one who will disgrace others or humiliate others. So this is a point that the ulama make. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, many places has mentioned this attribute of his, of raising. And he's used different words for that. So for example, in one particular verse where he speaks about Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam being raised to the heavens, he says, وَرَافِعُكَ إِلَيَّ The one who will raise you towards the heavens. So this is in reference to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. Rafi' has been used. The one who will raise you, who will elevate you. So this is one meaning. Another meaning that the ulama have extracted and have mentioned is Rafi' refers to the day of judgment when the scale of deeds will be placed and you have the pan of good deeds, you have the pan of bad deeds. When a person will have more good deeds, then obviously that will show and that will be evident. And when this takes place, the weighing of the deeds and his good deeds outweigh his bad deeds, that has been referred to as Rafi', meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise the good deeds of that person, the pan of good deeds. And Khafid is the opposite. So this Rafi' and Khafid is in reference to the Day of Judgment and the weighing of good deeds. And this has been mentioned in a narration. Let me narrate that narration to you. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ لَا يَنَامُ وَلَا يَنْبَغِي لَهُ أَنْ يَنَامُ The hadith starts that indeed Allah Azza wa Jalla does not sleep and this is not befitting him. Meaning for him to sleep, this is not befitting him. يَفْخَضُ الْقِسْطَ وَيَرْفَعُهُ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise the pan for whomsoever he wants and he will lower the pan for whomsoever he wants. Again referring to the Day of Judgment and weighing of the deeds. And the hadith continues. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, يَرْفَعُ إِلَيْهِ عَمَلُ اللَّيْلِ قَبْلَ عَمَلِ النَّهَارِ The actions of a person are raised towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The actions that he does in the night are raised before the actions of the day. He performs the actions of the daytime. And the actions of the daytime are raised towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before his actions of the night. Another meaning of Rafi' and Al-Khafid is the one who raises a person based on his good actions and the one who reduces or makes someone lowly based on his bad actions. And here actions in particular are meant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just. He's adil, we know that. He orders for people to be just. Inna Allah ya'muru bil adl. We know in the Quran it says that. And whoever he gives tawfiq to, that person is just. Now when a person is just and he expresses that adl amongst the people, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises him. Allah is Rafi' in that regard, He raises the just person. And oppositely, the one who is unjust, the one who oppresses others, the one who places people into difficulty, great difficulty, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lowers such a person. He doesn't raise him, of course He doesn't raise him because he is doing wrong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lowers such a person, humiliates him. Now before moving on, a few a'mal, we should know this as well. What amal leads to the elevation of ranks and what amal leads to reduction in rank? What leads to a person ascending the heights? What amal leads to a person descending, falling into humiliation? These are things that we as Muslims should know. So when we look at the Quran, when we look at the hadith collection, time and time again we are told, do such an action, you will be elevated. The hadith tells us the same. Similarly in the Quran and hadith we are told, if you do such an action, you will be disgraced, you will be humiliated, you will face destruction, your rank will be lowered. So inshallah, in light of this, let us hear those a'mal that will lead to the elevation of ranks and those a'mal which will unfortunately lead to a person becoming lowly in rank. So number one, in Surah Mujadala verse 11, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise those amongst you who believe and those who were granted knowledge in ranks. Meaning He will raise the ranks of those who believe from you and those who were given knowledge. So knowledge was specifically mentioned. It was singled out. SubhanAllah. This shows the honor, the glory of knowledge as well. So number one, accepting Islam, embracing Islam, becoming a Muslim, becoming a believer, this will lead to you being elevated. And opposite to this, if a person, ma'azallah, does not believe in Allah Azza wa Jal, does not embrace faith in the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, rejects Islam, he will not be raised, he will be disgraced. So this is the first thing. And وَالَّذِينَ أُوتَ الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ, those who have been given knowledge will also be raised in terms of rank as well. Many ranks, in fact. And knowledge, we touched upon in the previous episode, is subhanAllah, such a beautiful thing in Islam, such a great virtue that if you adopt it, if you strive in learning knowledge, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you blessings in abundance. What did we hear? We heard a hadith in the last episode and I'll repeat it here. مَنْ سَلَكَ طَرِيقًا يَلْتَمِسُ فِيهِ عِلْمًا سَلَكَ اللَّهُ بِهِ طَرِيقًا إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. That whoever travels on a path in search of knowledge, Allah will make him travel on a path towards Jannah because of him seeking knowledge. And in another narration we're told, سَهَلَ اللَّهُ لَهُ طَرِيقًا إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the path to paradise easy for him. And the hadith doesn't end there, it continues, وَإِنَّ الْمَلَائِكَةَ لَتَضَعُ أَجْنِحَتَهَا لِضَلِّ طَالِبِ الْعِلْمِ. That indeed the angels, the innocent angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they spread their wings beneath the feet of the students of knowledge to please them, to honor them, to respect them, subhanAllah. And a beautiful point that the ulama mentioned here is that when the angels were unsure of why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send humans to the earth, and when he mentioned that he will make Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam his khalifa on the earth, and they said, قَالُوا أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءِ. They said, oh Allah, you're going to send in the earth the one who causes corruption, meaning humans, and those who shed blood. Because on Allah al-Mahfuz, they had seen that there will be many murders on the earth. Killings will take place. Humans will kill one another, unfortunately. But their knowledge was not complete like the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they didn't realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will place Anbiya alayhi salam on the earth. And the greatest Nabi of all, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the goodness that is within the personalities of the Anbiya alayhi salam far outweighs, dominates the shar that is found in the rest of creation. This is sufficient enough as a reason for the world to be inhabited by humans and for Adam alayhi salam to be made Khalifa. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this, He also said that He gave fadila to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam because of knowledge. وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught Adam alayhi salam the names of everything. ثُمَّ عَرَضَهُمْ عَلَى الْمَلَائِكَةِ. And then He presented them to the angels and said, oh angels, you tell me the names of these things. فَقَالَ أَنْبِئُونِي بِأَسْمَاءِ هَؤُلَاءِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. What did they say? They were incapable. قَالُوا سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. That purity be to you, O Allah. La ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana. There is no knowledge for us except what you teach us. Indeed, you are all knowledgeable, all wise. So then they recognized why Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam was given fadila, because of his knowledge. Now we're an offspring of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam in the world. When someone from the awlad of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, from the progeny, he seeks knowledge. He has that same sifa of ilm, knowledge of the deen, sacred knowledge. Then the angels respect that, just like they did when Adam alayhi salam was created, and they prostrated to him. Usjudu li Adam was the hukam. And today in the world, they lower their wings for a student of knowledge, showing that same respect or same reason of respect. Meaning they showed respect to Adam alayhi salam because of knowledge. Here they're showing respect to the creation and the students of knowledge in particular because of that fadilatul ilm they have, subhanallah. But here it's important to note that having knowledge in and of itself won't lead to salvation. You have to have beneficial knowledge and you have to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep you guided and pray to Him that, Ya Allah, do not make this knowledge a means of me becoming deviant or becoming misguided, because it can happen. Look at Shaytan, look at Iblis. He had so much knowledge that he became Mu'allimul Malakut. He became a teacher to the angels. He wasn't an angel himself. But when he was told to prostrate to Adam alayhi salam, what did he do? He showed arrogance, takabbur. And as a result, Aba wastakbara wa kana min al-kafirin. He rejected, he disobeyed, and he was arrogant. Wa kana min al-kafirin. He became from the disbelievers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him outcast. He was made to leave the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is destined for eternal damnation. That is a situation, an example where a person has knowledge, but that knowledge is not beneficial. So we should pray, Ya Allah, grant us beneficial knowledge. And as for takabbur, that's also one reason for a person becoming low. We're discussing right now a'mal, which raise a person in ranks and which lower a person in ranks, which destroy a person. And takabbur is one of those things. The narration states that an arrogant person will not enter paradise. The one who has arrogance equivalent to a mustard seed in his heart. Allahu Akbar. In another narration, we're told that on the Day of Judgment, the mutakabbirin, the arrogant people, their forms will be like ants. Ants are very small in the world. Allahu Akbar. Al-Iyadu Billahi Ta'ala. May Allah save us from takabbur. Save us from arrogance. And may Allah Jalla wa Ala enable us to develop humility in our hearts. Humbleness. And what do we know about humbleness? This raises a person. Subhanallah. Takabbur brings a person down. Humility raises a person. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man tawadha'a lillah, rafa'ahu Allah." That the one who lowers himself, humbles himself for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, indeed Allah jalla wa ala raises him in ranks. Subhanallah. Another thing that raises a person, there's a narration of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wherein he said that a person at times may say something, and because of what he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes eternally pleased with him. This is a narration. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that he is unaware of what he has said. He is unaware of the result or the outcome of what he has said. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with him eternally. And the opposite is also mentioned. Conversely, there are times when a person says something, he is unaware of the consequence of what he has said, and because of what he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is eternally displeased with him. He doesn't even know. Allahu Akbar Kabira. So the first part of the hadith, when a person says something, and he's earned the pleasure of Allah, what is greater than the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَإِذْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرٌ. The pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest thing. This is the thing that we should try our hardest to achieve. And we should strive towards this as well. And the second part of the narration, sometimes a slave may say something, say a kalima, because of which he descends, is lowered into hellfire at a greater distance, the distance between the east and the west. That's how low he will fall into the fire of hell. He's not even aware that he has said this. Allahu Akbar. As for examples of saying something which leads to the eternal pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you may have learnt knowledge and taught someone. Because of that, Allah has become forever pleased with you. You may have come across a person who is very distressed, very upset. And what you do is you say a few words to him which comfort him, please his heart, remove that worry of his. Allah Jalla wa Ala becomes so pleased with you because of that, that eternal pleasure is written for you. The rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forever. So these are just some examples. You invited someone towards the deen. They became practicing throughout their life. Now they're living a life which is in obedience to the sharia, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla wa ala loved that kalima that left your mouth so much that He's forever pleased with you. So these are the a'mal that we should be striving towards. Saying things like this. Who knows? Our inviting towards God, removing the burden of someone through our speech, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, learning the deen and teaching the deen to others. this can lead to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, eternal pleasure of Allah jalla wa ala. What's the opposite? A person uttered a kalima of takabbur, a statement of arrogance. He started saying regarding himself, who's better than me? I've achieved X, Y, and Z. Nobody can reach my level. All of these people are way behind me. You know, they can't even come close to me. Who do they think they are? You know, I was doing this when they were still, you know, at this level. Ma'adallah, a kalima of takabbur, a statement of arrogance, which Allah dislikes. Allah does not like the arrogant ones. Look what happened to shaitan. And when this person utters it, he is unaware, Allah becomes displeased with him because of his arrogance. Allahu Akbar. May Allah save us from being arrogant. What happens? Because of this, he is thrown into the fire of hell at a greater distance than the distance between the east and the west. And we see this, to be honest, we see this a lot of times where a person has worldly status. And because of that worldly status, people hold him in high regard, they respect him, they honor him. But then we also see that day where his tongue deviates, Allahu Akbar, he says the most craziest thing, the worst thing, and all of his maqam, all of his martaba, rank, status is lost. Now going back to those a'mal which lead to the elevation of ranks, performing salah with jama'at, we're told that the one who does this, who performs salah with jama'at, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises his ranks, and this is in Sahihain, both Bukhari and Muslim. Hadakum idha tawadda'a fa ahsana al-wudu'a ata al-masjida la yuridu illa salata لَمْ يَخْطُ خُطْوَةً إِلَّا رَفَعَهُ اللَّهُ بِهَا دَرَجَةً. Allahu Akbar. When one of you performs wuzu, and he does wuzu correctly or in a good way, and then he comes to the masjid and he has not intended nothing except the salah, he's only come to perform salah, no other intention, he does not take a footstep except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises him in daraja, in rank. Every footstep he takes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises him. And just to finish, who has been given the greatest elevation in the whole of creation? Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in no uncertain terms, the Quran says, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. Allah jalla wa ala says, O beloved, we have raised your ranks for you. He didn't just say, وَرَفَعْنَا ذِكْرَكَ, that we have raised your ranks. That would have got the message across as well. وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. O beloved, we have raised for you your remembrance. Meaning for your pleasure, to make you happy. And that's a whole different topic. About the life of the Prophet ﷺ, so many accounts where Allah jalla wa ala is pleasing the Prophet ﷺ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants his beloved to be happy at all times. وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. We must honor the Prophet ﷺ. If we honor the one who has the greatest rank, who has been elevated the most by Allah, inshallah we'll be elevated as well. Inshallah this will lead to an increase in our rank. But oppositely, ma'adallah, conversely, if we are amongst those who denigrate the rank of the Prophet ﷺ, speak ill of him, compare him to ourselves and say he's a human like us, then that is the day when we will be destroyed and the day of our ranks being lowered. And in fact, you lose your iman if you disrespect a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the best of all creation. This is the greatest Nabi of all. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to do those actions which ensure that our ranks are always raised. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from those actions which will lead to our ranks being lost and lowered. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forever save us from the fire of hell and grant us entry into paradise. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Oh Allah, you're the best of protectors, so protect me. Oh Allah, you're the best of protectors, so protect me.